Mark Moran, what is your favorite story that that you've covered or legend?
That's a tough one.
Or the one that sticks in your mind the most, I guess.
Well, I like the we had a great elaborate UFO story here in New Jersey that it was great to go back and delve into UFO sightings in Wanacue, New Jersey, around 1966, and it was just like a night of mayhem around here where people were reporting these UFOs that were touching down and actually burning holes in the ice of the reservoir with a kind of a light beam. And, you know, that sounds crazy until you really go back and you read all of the original testimony of the people. And several of the eyewitnesses were on the police force. The mayor of the town saw this happen. A lot of the documentation tells about how the police were actually following the thing and radioing back and forth. And the beauty of this was that, you know, it was 40 years ago, but these people are still alive. You know, they still vividly remember this night of this UFO, which was seen over several towns in this small sort of mountainous area of New Jersey. And it's just great to go back and really figure out what these people saw and what their recollections were. And they're still just as vivid today as they were back then. And you can't discount it. You can't, although, you know, the government tried to say it was this or that or flares or weather balloons or whatever, there's absolutely no way, listening to these people's testimony, that it was any sort of regular aircraft or atmospheric event or any weather balloon or flare or anything. I mean, these people know what they saw, and it's really, really convincing testimony.
And Mark Moran, isn't it amazing that when you can look at them in their eyes, you can tell if they're telling you the truth or not? And their conviction is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we say this goes across the board with all the people that we interview. We know, we can tell when someone's trying to tell us a tall tale, you know. And these people aren't. I mean, they have nothing to gain. I mean, in some cases, they have more to lose than they have to gain, because they do have standing in the community. As I said, these are police chiefs and the mayor of the town. They have more to lose by telling a story like this because they have a certain credibility factor that they put into jeopardy. They certainly wouldn't be doing that on a lark.
Mark Skirman, how about you? Your favorite story?
Well, I agree with Mr. Moran. I mean, in New Jersey, we've had some fantastic UFO sightings and events happen here. You know, you have the famous Stonehenge incident in Bergen County where you had, it was 1975. The guy's name was George Obarski, and he saw these 11 aliens actually touch down in a park, climb down a ladder, take some soil samples, and get into a craft again and take off. I mean, it's a great story. Plus, we had the McGuire Air Force Base where they allegedly shot an alien right on the base, and we have eyewitnesses actually in our new issue, an interview with somebody that actually eyewitnessed it. So it's just a fantastic story for such a small little state.